My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol.
My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Back for one final segment here at Liquid Assets Sports Bar and Grill, 27th and Jamie Lane. Just because we're wrapping up the broadcast does not mean they are wrapping up their operations for the day. They've had baseball on all afternoon since we've been here. It's mostly been a blast to watch. They will have NCAA basketball on any of their 32 televisions across the space tonight. Also have 23 different beers on tap. Austin Norman, Jake Sorensen with you. Jake, have you seen the beer selection yet? I have not been over there to take a look at the tap.
I have seen it. It's wonderful. They have Guinness on tap. And I'm here to tell you right now that this is going to hit home with people that are out there. A good Guinness is hard to find outside of Ireland and Scotland. And I think that Liquid Assets Guinness is some of the best I've had in America. Dead well serious. Done. So that's a huge compliment to Liquid Assets. And my brother-in-law actually is a major Guinness fan. He said the same thing. He's like, he came here at the grand opening and he tried a Guinness. He's like, I try Guinness every place I go to. This is the best Guinness he's had. And I had it again today. Confirmed. Very good still.
Number one, it's the color scheme. A lot of green going on here at Liquid Assets. Number two, you might be getting familiar with the bottom of a pint of Guinness if you have to continue to watch Angel Serpa give up 2-run home runs.
Well, not just that. It's the fact that, you got to be clutch. The Royals, it was awesome to see the Royals score a run on
Clase
and get a blown save. When you get Clase to blow a save, you got to win the game.
He allowed 5 earned runs all last year. They get one on him off opening day.
It was 4-3 entering the ninth. The Royals start off with a double. You know, they get a run. Michael Massey thought might have had a game-winning home run.
Nori Aoki 2014 all over again.
Gets caught at the warning track. Royals and Mark Canha strikes out to end the inning. Good at bat for him, just struck out. And then the Royals implode in top of the 10th. You have all the momentum of getting to the extras and – obviously, runner starts off at second base to begin extras off the bat. Hunter Renfroe can't track a line drive because he's not very good. He's stuck in quicksand at all times.
Dude's a blocking tight end.
And the Royals will now be down
hit
to
each
the
other.
Last.
Oh, that's the second time that happened. Jake, it happened there in the outfield. Santana and Naylor collided on foul pop-up before, and they didn't drop either of them.
Communication woes, but guess what? They're one out away from winning the game in KC. But reminder, Austin, the season's not over after game one. You want to always
That's talking like it is.
You want to start off every year like you want to know, but you don't have to win game one to have a great season. So,
and sometimes if you win game one, you have a crappy season.
That's
the
true.
White Sox currently lead the American League Central.
No.
The White Sox won a game. They're above 500 for the first time since they won on opening day of 2023.
Don't give up
Twins
on the White Sox.
Twins are down 4-0, and now we have a 7-4 game in the bottom of the 10th with Bobby Witt Jr. up to the plate.
Yes, it's been a disappointing day. I mean, Royals are up 3-0. Pasquantino, 3-run home run to take a 3-0 lead. Reagans, you thought at that point, hey, man, you're the ace. You got a 3-0 lead. Let's close this sucker out. Let's get to 6-7 innings. He could. Perfect. Goes 5 innings. 5+1 inning, he goes one, doesn't get out of into the sixth inning, and Zerpa decides to not pitch at all, or just pitch up
meatballs
to lose the game, and this game is
officially
over. The Royals fall 7-4 to begin the season at home to Cleveland, but there's still 161 games to go, so don't give up, KC fans.
You'll hear most of them on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, as we are Lincoln's home for the Royals. Okay, your official fire them into the sun power rankings. Go from first fired to least fired into the sun.
Angel Serpa, number one, fireman of the sun. Number two, let's go with Hunter Renfroe. Offensive bat, not good. No arm anymore, apparently, and he can't move. He's stuck in quicksand. That's number two. Number three, because of some of the worst base running I've ever seen, Kyle Isbell, into the sun he goes. I think I might.
Sam Long, are you?
Sam Long goes
in there.
Three runs the ninth. Three runs the tenth. He's fourth into the sun.
Are you firing Jonathan India into the sun after a couple misplays at third and then not a great day at the plate either?
Let's go him fifth. I'm not terribly upset with him. He's not like, hey, you've got to go. But Zerpa in the sun immediately. Renfro pretty quickly in the sun. I have been a defender of him. I've been someone that says, you know, Hunter Renfro has had a couple good seasons in the league. He's got a good bat. But if that bat is not on, he's just not good enough defensively to overcome that. And, you know, he can't be a DH because you got to have, you know, I mean, he could
Salvi
be a DH,
Vinny.
I guess, but Salvi or Vinny is ideally your DH because they're better hitters. They deserve to be DHs. So Renfro is just not a good enough player to be a full-time DH. And, you know, we'll see. I'm curious how Mark Cannon works in this lineup. If he becomes more, if he's just a reserve, if he gets more of a chance on a day-to-day basis. I mean, there's some holes. I'm not sold on Biggio, who was in the eighth spot. He's lower in the lineup for a reason, but didn't do anything today for the Royals. But this is still a team that we didn't talk about our official predictions, but they should be a playoff team. Reagan's was not great. He wasn't horrible today. We'll see Seth Lugo when he pitches on Saturday. And Michael Wacha, same thing, how he will do. Lorenzen, Bubic, you know, you got guys you like, but just a kind of a bummer. Great weather day in KC. I had tickets today and did not go, so I did not see them lose in person.
But you enjoyed your time at Liquid Assets even
Heck
more.
Heck yeah, dude. Todd, Dana, Jenny, the staff, Mike's not here, but man, what a great place. There's Todd. He's the man, Todd Eicher, great guy, great sports bar, Liquid Assets, Sports Bar and Grill, 2755 Jamie Lane, South Lincoln.
Get yourself down here. Baseball is still going on, NCAA tournament about to start. We got to get out of here. We're going to enjoy the rest of our time down here. For Jake, for Jay, I'm Austin. We'll see you down here at Liquid Assets soon.